back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Thinking about my girls, man. Thinking, what would they say about me? He died in a place he didn't need to be. In a battle over something he doesn't understand. In a country that meant nothing to him. Every time I go home to Becky and those girls, I think this is it. I'm gonna stay. And then something happens and I end up back here.
7:13, September 11th, 2012, an attack on the consulate in Benghazi, and Glenn Doherty, Ty Woods, Sean Smith, and Ambassador Chris Stevens were murdered. The embarrassing reaction to it and everything since from it has become politicized in news, and yet we need to honor the lives of those men as we honor now the men, the real-life men, behind 13 hours. So for everybody that thinks Benghazi and the story you think you know about Benghazi is portrayed in 13 hours, this is actually a book that was written by Mitchell Zukov, turned into a movie and directed by Michael Bay and starring, among other people, the guy you heard in the clip there, John Krasinski. And one of the real-life heroes is Chris Tonto Peranto, who joins us now. Good morning, Tonto. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for the service.
Oh, thank you. No, it was my pleasure. Really, I enjoyed it. So, but thank you, though.
4 years in the Army, 4 years in the National Guard, and a contractor for Blackwater, I think, just until a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah, actually, I did a trip after Benghazi. I went to Yemen, and so I quit. I had to do the book. I had to resign. I was told I couldn't work anymore if I came forward with the story. So, and that was 2013.
I don't want to get too wrapped up in the story that we've talked a lot about, the deaths of Doherty and Woods and Smith and Stevens. Mm-hmm. But I'm just appalled by the way we handled that, and I want people to see this movie. Because this movie tells the story of lives that we were able to save, and I shouldn't use the word we, it's you guys. I mean, you guys saved more than 20 people that night.
Yeah, and that's forgotten. The story was really hijacked by politicians and mainstream media to fit agendas, whether it be an agenda to attack one party or an agenda by the other party to claim this being a conspiracy theory. So, and all the positives were lost, and that was, people were actually saved. There was a lot of good things that happened as far as overcoming obstacles and having faith in yourself and having faith in your brothers and faith in God. And that was lost. And that's really the main reason why we came forward. It was to show the positives of that night and hopefully inspire people not to keep beating a dead horse with some of the negative aspects that was in God's kind of been known for since the attack and before it came forth.
13 Hours is the movie, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. It's out everywhere now, but it's not going to be around forever, so I really want you to see it. And Tonto, hold on for me. I got to get a quick traffic update, and then we have a lot more to talk about. Stand by. More with one of the actual real-life stars of the story of 13 Hours, Chris Tonto Peranto. All right, first, Mary, traffic trouble spots. What do you got? /7:20, 13 hours, the true story, and unfortunately the hidden story until now, because nobody was talking about it, of what happened at the consulate in Benghazi that terrible night when Ambassador Chris Stevens died, along with Doherty and Woods and Sean Smith. Chris Tonto Peranto is on the phone. Chris, you were there, and there's other men that were great heroes that night as well that the public doesn't know their names. I know Teagan is one of them. Throw a couple other guys' names out there you want the public to know.
Well, teammates Mark Osgeist, John Tig Teagan is his name, and then two of our guys, Jack Silva and Boone or Dave Benton, are pseudos. And the reason that they were part of the project and very much involved with the whole project, they just decided because of their families and the families requested their names to remain hidden. So, and then, of course, Glenn Doherty was there as well, who passed away.
Your wife and I think three kids, right?
Yeah, I know, sad, and this is a sacrifice that you make, and this is kind of, this put such a strain it did on my nerves that we actually ended up getting divorced 7 months ago. This has been really tough to get through because of all the travel.
No, I understand that, and that's where I was headed with this, because the post-traumatic stress of this, which goes undiagnosed because it's emotional stress in a different way, that pays a huge toll. But I hope that you have a great relationship with your kids. They must be very proud of you.
Yeah, I do, and very much so. Me and Mike's wife are still a really good relationship too, and it's because of the kids. Oh yeah, my son is fantastic. He's 11. He sat through the whole movie, and every time I do something funny, as far as the people have seen the movie, he would look at me and just smile. And so yeah, I'm very, very happy. He enjoyed it, and he looks at his dad a little bit with a little twinkle in his eye now that I'm proud of. It makes me feel good.
Definitely. That's so cute. Thank you for your service, first of all. But you know, I love watching these portrayals. This is your story. You live through this. I'm curious as to when you see. Well, did you see the final product? And when you see movies, you know, that are really our only indication into what you have lived through. Movies like Zero Dark Thirty, Black Hawk Down, 13 Hours, of course. Do you think that Hollywood does that justice? I mean, because there is a little bit of, you know, an entertainment factor to it too.
Yeah, I think it just depends on how much they do it justice if they keep the people that were part of the project involved. And they did for us from the beginning of the script to being on set towards the end. And also the actors. And the actor played me, Pablo Schreiber. You know, him and I got to know each other, spent a lot of time together for 3 months leading up until the filming. So it all depends on how much involvement the actual people that were part of it, the real life guys, were involved, and we were immensely. So we wanted to make sure it was the truth. And so this one, yes. Some other ones like the Hurt Locker one. I honestly, they did a good movie, but it just wasn't done right. But again, it's about EAD guys.
Right.
Black Hawk Down was very good. So it just depends. It really just depends on how much involvement the people on the ground have.
Well, your endorsement of this is important because, again, it's your life, and we want people to see it so they understand that there was some good that came out of that night because lives were saved. And, again, stay safe, stay well, and I hope we can talk again because there's a lot more questions we have and a lot more answers from you we'd like to hear.
Whenever, just book me and I'll show up. It's too easy. Thanks.
You're a good man. Hold the line. That's Chris Tanto-Peronto and... you know, there's opportunities when you talk to somebody like that to get into the politics and all that side of it. That's not the story, as far as I'm concerned.
No, not at all.
The story is what they live through, and the fact that you have a choice, even though your job is literally security, you have a choice when the S hits the fan to get in the middle of it or to cut and run or to find reasons to only go in part way. And these guys got in the middle of it.
And the lives that they saved.
20
that's
people.
That's a huge point that I think is forgotten in all of this.
Well, how many people talk about it? Nobody.
Nobody one.
Until this movie came out. And so many people are choosing not to see this movie because they think, well, this is the Benghazi story and it's been done to death. It's not the same story.
Right. And it's told from hit their perspective. It's not, as you say, politicians or any of us, you know, commenting on it.
Right. A lot of people were disappointed that Hillary Clinton wasn't savaged in the movie, regardless of the mistakes the State Department made or may have made that night. This is the story of the men in that movie and the lives that were saved. So anyway, 13 Hours. 7:25. Back after this on 720 WGN.